Hello, it's Unlock TV again. Today's episode is on capacitive sensing. I'm investigating the possibility of replacing the wheel of Unlock with a capacitive slider, which would be placed below the display. So instead of spinning the wheel and pressing the button, you would just slide your finger on the sensor or tap the sensor, and this would produce the same kind of responses from the device. To test the corresponding design, I made a little test setup. Here's a board with two sensors, and here's Vibox interpreting the data from the sensor. This board contains two sensor patterns. On the bottom is a very basic one, while the one on top is more elaborate with multiple channels. So far I'm only using the one at the bottom, which consists of two triangles. One is just ground, while the other one is the actual sensor. I made a little demo application to show how this is supposed to work. The application has a display resolution of 128x64 pixels, just like the display of Unlock. And lo and behold, it's also about the same size as this OLED. You can see it's a pretty good match. Now when I touch the sensor, which is by the way covered with 1 millimeter of plastic, you can see a line up here that indicates roughly the position of my finger. When I move it to the left, the line moves to the left. When I move it to the right, the line moves to the right. I can also tap it at some position, and then the line will jump to the corresponding position. Unfortunately, the sensor has some limitations. For example, when I'm touching the sensor in the middle, but my finger is a bit too low, then it doesn't send the right signal and the line appears at the wrong place. Only when I move it up to the middle, then the position is correct. And when I move it up too high, once more I'm too far away from the center and the signal is wrong. Similarly, if I touch the sensor very gently, then again the signal is a bit off. And when I increase the pressure, then it will go up and up until it overshoots a little bit. Let's do the same thing here. That's more pronounced. I hope I can fix this by using both plates as sensors and then using the relative value, so the absolute magnitude of the signal that I'm trying to interpret now would not matter. Now I can turn this off just by creating a strong enough signal, and there it goes.